And welcome back to the Undefeated. I'm your host, Anthony Savone. I'm here with Dylan Rydberg and again, Caleb. Brayden is out today. How are you guys doing today?
Fine.
Doing pretty good.
Dylan is, you guys can't see him, but here in the studio, he's very upset due to the fact that we're being pushed to get our show out now. Anyways, we start with Alabama beating Florida 31-29. They were up 21-0. Bryce Young threw for 233 yards and three touchdowns. They're 3-0. Florida, though, ran all over them, rushing for 241 yards, but were just short after a failed two-point conversion. I'm starting with you, Caleb. Are Alabama national championship locks?
Yeah. I think you see a little kink in their armor, but they're still the best team in college football, and they're still locked to go to the national championship.
I wouldn't say necessarily locked to the national championship, but at least to the playoffs. And I don't know if they're did they already expand it to this year to where they do multiple teams, more teams in the playoffs, or is that still just a theory?
It's still discussed.
Okay, well, decided, yeah. I don't know if they're for sure locks, especially after Florida gave them an extreme run for their money. So yeah, I'm just going to be curious to see how it plays out down the road.
Yeah, I agree with Dylan. I don't think they're quite there yet. Move on to more college football. Penn State beats Auburn 20-20 in their annual whiteout game. Sean Clifford throws for 280 yards and two touchdowns. Penn State is now 3-0 and are 6th in the rankings. And with Ohio State struggling, Dylan, can Penn State win the Big Ten?
Considering Penn State's reputation of winning games when other teams are playing bad, I wouldn't gonna say no, because they have always somehow found a way to choke down the line, so I'm gonna say maybe. I'll just say maybe. It just depends. Flip of a coin.
Caleb?
I think they definitely have the talent to win the Big Ten. I love their defense. I think Clifford is a interesting quarterback. I don't see him as a super talented guy, but I think he wins games. He's gritty, and I think that Penn State can definitely win the Big Ten and even push for like a fourth spot in the playoffs.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this little bonus question. Should Ohio State be worried with the way they're playing? They beat Tulsa this past week 41-20, but their defense allowed 500 yards to Tulsa.
They should be worried. I mean, 500 yards to Tulsa is unacceptable for a program of Ohio State's talent or like hierarchy or whatever, but I think they'll be fine. I think they'll figure it out, but I still think Penn State's the best team in the Big Ten.
Agreeable. I have nothing to add to that.
As we move on from the college football to the NFL, Thursday Night Football, Washington beat the New York Giants 30-29. Dustin Hopkins kicked the game-winning field goal after he had originally missed it, but Dexter Lawrence jumped off sides. Taylor Heinicke got his first start in the regular season. He showed with 332 yards, two touchdowns. Washington is now 1-1. The Giants, measly 0-2. Dylan, can Washington still contend and win the NFC East, or do you think it's the Cowboys to lose?
No, I don't think they can genuinely contend to win the NFC East, but maybe contend for, I guess, a wild card spot at the most. But at that point, I might be pushing it as well. But I definitely don't think that they can beat the Cowboys.
I think their defense will keep them in games.
Right, but I don't think their offense can, like, outpower the Cowboys.
All right, that's agreeable. Caleb?
I think the Cowboys are definitely the favorites to lose, to win this division at this point in the season. I think it is their division to lose, but I do think that's a very easy thing to do. I think Washington can play them close in those two divisional games they're going to have with them. And depending on those games slide, I think that's the 1-2 in the NFC East.
I mean, Washington should not have won this game.
No, they shouldn't have.
You think about it, New York had Darius Slayton dropped a wide open touchdown pass. There was a holding on a Daniel Jones long touchdown run, and then the offsides on the missed field goal. So you really think about it, Washington's lucky to be 1-1.
Yeah, they just got blessed, I guess you could say. They definitely got outplayed, but I don't know.
So we move on to the Carolina Panthers upsetting the New Orleans Saints 26-7. So they are 2-0. The defense held Alvin Kamara just 5 rushing yards, 30 total yards. Sam Darnold threw for 305 yards and a touchdown. It looks like he's setting into that offense really nicely. Can Carolina make the playoffs? Caleb?
No, they can't. Braden, if he was here, would be going crazy. about me saying no, even though they're 2-0, and they have the Texans this week on Thursday Night Football, which I think would be a great game, as I am very scared to play them as a Texans fan right now. But I do think they cannot make the playoffs. I think this is a hoax. I think they have some talent, but they can't win games for this long.
I think they just got lucky that obviously I didn't win. I didn't watch that game, but from what I saw, Jameis Winston did not play the best.
He did Jameis Winston things.
Yeah, I know he had like 100 and whenever the one time I checked up, it said like 111 yards and 2 interceptions, and I was like, wow, typical Jameis Winston. So maybe the advertisement for LASIK, maybe that just needs to be thrown away. They don't need to add him, like put him on the covers. I don't know. But maybe Carolina has some hope, but not enough to win the division.
Well, I mean, that's given considering who is in the division. So we move on to the Denver Broncos beating the Jacksonville Jaguars 23-13. As Teddy Bridgewater threw for 328 yards, 159 of which were Cortland Sutton and 2 touchdowns. Broncos are now 2-0. While Trevor Lawrence looked just bad again, threw 2 interceptions, only 118 yards. They're now 0-2. And I'm sorry with you, Dylan. Is there a concern for Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars?
I don't really necessarily think there's a concern for Trevor Lawrence. I think it's more of just a concern for the Jacksonville organization as a whole. Honestly, if I was him in that situation, I would be doing everything in my power to get out of Jacksonville as fast as possible. So maybe he's just tanking for that reason. But at the same time, he literally could just be surrounded. I don't know, but I hope that he finds a way to bounce back and like produce to the point where they're putting up fights in games.
I mean, he when he throws the ball down the field, it looks pretty, but it's just his defense and his offense, they can't really move the ball.
I think that's just a factor of just how bad that team genuinely is.
Caleb, what do you think?
Yeah, Jacksonville's just really poor. I think Trevor is a very talented quarterback, and I think he will be good in the National Football League. I don't know if that'll be with Jacksonville. I think there's a ceiling to what he could do in Jacksonville, especially even on this rookie contract. I don't see the Jacksonville Jaguars in 4 years being a playoff team. I think there would have to be a pretty remarkable shift. And then moving towards the Broncos, I'm impressed with Teddy Bridgewater. It's shocking to me that 2 weeks ago we compared Teddy Bridgewater, Tyrod Taylor, and Cam Newton, because I think Teddy and Tyrod have shown that they are miles better than Cam Newton currently, even though Cam Newton has not gotten to show himself. I think Tyrod and Teddy are great quarterbacks who are overlooked in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, Tyrod Taylor looked really good again this past week, although he got injured, and that's why Houston unfortunately lost 21-31 to Cleveland. As we now move on to a NFC West team, of course, going 2-0 as the Rams beat the Indianapolis Colts 27-24 behind Matt Stafford's 278 yards and 2 touchdowns. Cooper Kupp went off for 163 yards and 2 touchdowns. Rams 2-0. Colts are now 0-2, but they looked a lot better than they did in week 1. However, they did lose Carson Wentz late in the game, so what I think was both of his ankles are now sprained. I'm going to start with you, Caleb. Should the Rams be a category of Super Bowl favorites?
Super Bowl favorite, I think you can't say they're a favorite. I think there's two favorites. No, there's one favorite. It's the Bucks. The Chiefs are not a favorite anymore, but the Rams are a contender. I'd say there's about 5 contenders in the league, and the Rams are one of them, but they aren't the favorite. No.
I don't think that you can say that any team is a Super Bowl favorite after week 2, but if we were to say, I think the Rams can put up some contention deep in the season and deep in the like into the playoffs. I'm not necessarily sure they can go all the way to the Super Bowl, if even win it. But yeah, I agree. I think the Bucks have like a better chance to win, but I wouldn't necessarily say Super Bowl favorites. And then back on topic to that game, I feel like the Colts just found a way to lose that game, because I mean they had that muffled snap in the end zone on that punt that the Rams fell on. And I mean, that doesn't happen, and the Colts are winning that game. Like, with that score, obviously, we don't know what's going to happen after that, but I don't know. I would have been curious to see how it would have played out if he actually got that punt off.
Yeah, I think it would have been interesting. The Colts looked really good, though. I think with the AFC South and how bad that division is, they're still in with a chance to win it. But I think it's just going to be Tennessee's. So move on to another AFC matchup as the Raiders continue their strong start after they upset the Ravens last week. They upset the Steelers now this week, 26-17. Moved to 2-0 as Derek Carr threw for 382 yards and two touchdowns, including a 63-yarder to Henry Ruggs. While the Steelers struggled, Ben Roethlisberger threw for 295 yards and a touchdown, I think, and two interceptions. But were you surprised that the Steelers were that bad?
I wouldn't necessarily say they were that bad, but I was surprised to hear that they were favored to win that game. I don't really understand why. I think that the Titans genuinely are a much better team, and I think a lot of it has to do with Roethlisberger just starting to get
just they played the old. Raiders.
Oh, they played the Raiders? Yeah. I don't know why I just started talking about did I say the Titans?
Yeah.
Anyways, well, I don't know why
the
Steelers were favored. I still don't understand. I think the Raiders are a better team, especially how they played the Ravens last week. And I think a lot of the – I don't know if this is necessarily offensive decline, but if, like, him throwing two interceptions, I think it's just Roethlisberger getting older, and he's just not as good as he used to be.
Caleb?
I think there is a certain – you think of the Raiders and you don't trust them. You think of the Steelers and they're kind of like a steady presence, which is why I believe they were the favorite in this game, Dylan. And I do think the Steelers on paper have a better team. The Raiders got it going right now. And the Raiders are talented, but I still think Steelers are the better team.
All right, as we move on into what Dylan was kind of talking about, the Tennessee Titans come back from 30-9 down as Derrick Henry finally showed up, totaling 182 yards on the ground, three touchdowns, as the Titans win it 33-30 after overtime, while the Seahawks, who looked impressive in the first half, kind of shut down in the second half, fall to 1-1. They're the only team in the NFC West with a loss. And I'll start with you over there, Caleb. Do you think the Titans now have the momentum to go and win the AFC South?
Yeah, they're 100% the favorites currently. I think it's a pretty I don't think it's a bad division, but I do think it's one of the worst in the NFL, saying that. So
then what do you think the NFC East is the worst in the NFL? Then? What do you think is the worst division? Then?
The worst, it would have to be, it has to be the NFC East. I don't think the Eagles beating the Falcons by 30 means anything. I think they're still pretty bad. The Giants have not performed to my expectations. I thought they'd be pretty decent. They're pretty bad, and the football team, they got like half of it figured out. The Cowboys. So NFC East, worst division. People who are saying the AFC South, just because we have Jacksonville, gonna say we're the worst.
I feel like the AFC South is one of the worst divisions in the league.
Oh, well, we're probably. I mean,
the Jags, the Texans are kind of dog.
No.
Who else is in that division? I know it's the
Titans and Colts.
Yeah, the Colts aren't the greatest.
I'm worried about the Colts. With
I mean, Carson. I don't know. They're kind of weighing it down, but I agree that NFC East is definitely the worst. But I think the Titans not necessarily have the momentum, but are building the momentum to be able to finally get back to what they were last season and win the division, not maybe even the conference, depending on how the Chiefs and the Ravens play out. But it's definitely tough to be a Seahawks fan after that game. That was kind of disappointing on them. I don't really know how they lost that. But
yes, we just got some breaking news here. The Cleveland Browns officially placed Jarvis Landry, who I think tore his MCL on this past Sunday. He's going to be on IR and will miss 3 weeks. What a brutal week it was for injuries. A lot of star players got injured.
Like Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, said star players.
Player, I don't know if that's necessarily a star player, but
yeah, that sucks for the Browns. They need Odell back as soon as possible.
They were without Anthony Schwartz this past weekend. I think the number one is currently Donovan Peoples-Jones,
which is insanely awful.
And didn't they still beat the Texans?
They still beat Houston. Yes.
Well, we were without a quarterback. We were without a quarterback.
No, I mean, but they're without their best receivers.
Well, they have. But yeah, but I mean, we also lost our rookie receiver from Michigan, Nico Collins, and
wasn't he like a fourth round pick?
Third, traded up to get him. Saw big things in him. I think he's going to be pretty good in the league.
Of course, as we move on to the Dallas Cowboys getting their first win of the season as they beat the Los Angeles Chargers 2017 in a really ugly game, which was really taken over by all the penalties that was made. Dak Prescott only threw for 237 yards, no touchdowns. I think it's the first time in a while he's thrown no touchdowns and interception. Herbert had 338 yards, a touchdown, two interceptions. It's Greg Zuerlein kicked the 56-yard game-winning field goal, get their first win of the season. I mean, just to try and describe that game the best you can, guys.
It was just kind of messy. I don't have any other way to describe it. It was just kind of messy, and then I guess that was kind of sort of a fitting end to that game because I don't think it would have been much better in overtime, so I'm just kind of glad it ended. Nothing really too exciting about that game, but it ended. That's all that I cared about, honestly.
Caleb? I think that it was almost anticlimactic.
Climactic?
Yeah. I think coming into the week, you saw that game and you kind of circled it. And just how it ended with, like, the down sack where Herbert tried to throw the ball and they caught him down. And then they had to kick a, like, field goal instead of getting a chance at a touchdown. And then how just, like, a field goal instead of even going to overtime. I'd say it was anticlimactic.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah, I would. As we move on to the Sunday Night Football game, and arguably from one of the worst games to one of the best games of the week, the Baltimore Ravens upset the Kansas City Chiefs 36-35. Lamar Jackson really put the Ravens on his back down 28-17. Threw for 239 yards and a touchdown while adding 107 yards and two touchdowns on the ground. Rookie edge rusher, though, Odafe Owa, made the play of the game when the Kansas City driving late punched the ball out of Clyde Edwards-Helaire hands, recovering the fumble, and Lamar gets his first win over Mahomes, ending Mahomes' unbeaten September streak. And Dylan, should the Ravens be the favorite in the AFC North?
In the AFC North, probably, yeah. I mean, there's not really any other team in that division that can genuinely contend with them. Like, through the past, I don't know how many years, I mean, I feel like the Ravens have just been an overall better team. But that game was great. I think that's probably one of the best games we're going to have the entire season. A good comeback story. I think that the headline of Harbaugh talking to Lamar about, do you want to go for it? Do you want to go for it? And he's like, yeah. Like, what did you expect him to say? No. Like, do you want him to be like, yeah, no, our punter's got it. He's D1. Our punter's great, guys. He's going to be MVP. Like, no. I don't know. Everyone's all writing. It's like, wow, the starting quarterback said, yes, I want to go for it. I don't know. But I was definitely disappointed, and I feel bad. I feel for Kansas City Chiefs fans after that, because I mean
they've been good for so long.
Yeah, but I mean having the ball punched out of your hands.
They had time to run that clock down.
Yeah, I know they had so much time. They had what, all three timeouts, I think.
And the Ravens had none.
The Ravens had one, I think. They had one timeout. And the Chiefs had three.
I think they did have one.
And then, over a minute and a half, and they had plenty of time, and just no ball security. It just popped right out.
It's great.
It was play. Just, like, I don't know. I couldn't believe it. That was just so embarrassing for him. But they're just going to have to live with that because he's not a great running back, and they don't have any great running backs anymore. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to come of that. Of the Chiefs team, hopefully they just start sticking to the passing game and not running game anymore.
I'm not sure if you saw Cage's story.
Yeah, he was very upset.
From a couple years ago. He was a vivid Chiefs fan. He was very upset about that. Caleb, what do you think?
I think that the Ravens are the favorite in the AFC North. I don't think that there's much competition. I do think that there will be at least two teams from the AFC North in the playoffs, if not three. And I would have to say it'll be the Browns, and then it'll be the Steelers. As long as Baker Mayfield's going to have a stretch where he puts his team on his back in a way that the defense can keep him in games and he can just score enough to win. And I think he can do that, and I think he'll be in the playoffs. But the Ravens are the favorite, yes.
All right. I think we all think the Browns are going to make the playoffs, except Braden. He's not very high on them. I'm sad that he's not here so we can hear his interesting takes. We'd love to see what he said about the Carolina Panthers as we move on to the final game of the weekend, as last night's game. The Green Bay Packers beat the Detroit Lions 35-17. Man, Aaron Jones is a huge performance. 68 rushing yards and a touchdown. He added 3 receiving touchdowns on 6 catches. Packers back to 1-1. And the Lions looked decent in that first half. I think Jared Goff can keep them in games, but I think their defense is just horrible. But, Dylan, are the Packers back?
Let me just say I'm going to go off of that question real quick and talk about something else first. I did not care a single ounce about this game.
I don't think anyone
until that I found out that that dude had 15 straight wins. He picked every single game right, and all he needed was the Lions to win, and he was going to get like $740,000 for it.
The 16 game
and they just got – they just – lost. I can't believe they sold that for him. I'm so disappointed in the Lions. I was rooting for the Lions after that, and I found out that they got – just destroyed by Aaron Jones single-handedly, and I'm really upset about that. And the Packers, I can't necessarily say that they're back because it's just one game and it's against the Lions, and the Lions are typically a bad team. So I wouldn't say they're back. I don't think anyone expected them to lose that game genuinely, except for that guy who decided he was going to be strange. But I don't know. I we're just going to have to keep seeing how they perform against more well-rounded teams down the line.
Yellow.
I think the Packers are good. I think they don't need to be back. I think that it was an awful loss, week one against the Saints, which is obvious. And I think this was an easy win against the Lions, which is also obvious. But I think the Packers are still a contending team, and I do think that they will still win their division, and I do think that they'll still have a playoff run. So if that means the Packers are back, then so be it. They're back. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Dylan. I think it was just because they were playing the Lions. Before we move on to some game picks, we're gonna start. We're gonna talk about some other headlines that happened over the weekend. The Vikings Cardinals played a very, very good game that they had, and it was ruined unfortunately by Greg Joseph missing a chip shot field goal, as the Cardinals are on 2-0. Other headlines that happened this past weekend. Again, Tyrod Taylor goes down as the Cleveland Browns escape with a win against the Texans. They should have won by a lot more than 10 points.
They escaped.
I think the Texans, I think if you're going to use the word escaped in that sentence, you would say the Texans escaped the beatdown.
No.
Yes.
The Texans escaped
a beatdown against the Browns. Filler.
Look at the Texans as a bunch of guys that are underrated, a lot of guys who work hard, and I think no one wants to play the Texans.
Everyone wants to play the Texans. Everyone wants to play the Lions because that's a guaranteed win.
We're going
to
get to the Texans on primetime this week, all right?
I'm excited for it.
It's Caleb's dream. Another headline here is Tua goes down with an injury as the Bills shut out the Miami Dolphins 35-0.
Josh Allen. Everyone was hating on the Bills last week. Oh, the Bills aren't good. Oh, the Bills aren't good. Wah, wah, wah.
They'll be fine. They're going to win the AFC East. Another headline, Justin Fields finally saw the field. Andy Dalton got down with an injury. Threw a pick on his maybe sixth pass. I'm not sure. Threw right to the defender. As Joe Burrow tries to lead a comeback but can't. So will we see more Justin Fields in the coming weeks?
I mean, if Andy Dalton's injured, then I would assume that would be what that means, Anthony.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you really need to ask us that question?
There's another headline here. Zach Wilson really struggled. In the first half, he was 3 of 7 and 3 interceptions as the Patriots beat down on the Jets 25-6. He just didn't look good. Mac Jones didn't even throw a touchdown either. But it was really all the interceptions that took it away. The 49ers beat the Eagles 17-11 in another ugly, ugly game. Horrible performance from both teams. Yeah, the Buccaneers run away with it against the Falcons. The Falcons have made it close.
I'm surprised they still put up that much points.
Yeah, I think that's now 12 straight games, maybe 8, maybe. I'm not sure what the correct number is, but with 30 straight points, they really look like they're the Super Bowl favorites, though.
Who, the Bucs?
Yes.
Oh.
No, the Falcons.
I was really confused. I didn't know what he meant.
Yeah, now they're going to win a Super Bowl this year. As we move on, finally, to our game picks, I'm going to start with you over there, Caleb. Thursday Night Football, Panthers and the Texans.
You already know who I'm picking.
I'm picking the Texans.
Can you give us a reason as to why?
Yeah, I think, the rookie quarterback, I think he's going to shine bright. Stanford guy, he's played under the lights before. And I think he's going to come in, and the defense is going to play great. The defense is going to shut down the Panthers' offense, I'm worried about Christian McCaffrey.
I think that Christian McCaffrey is going to run all over that team.
I could also see that happening.
I think that whoever the Panthers' quarterback is, because I forgot his name.
Sam Darnold
is not actually – I'm going to take back everything I was about to say. I do not think he's going to throw all over the defense because he's horrible. But I don't think that, especially now that the only reason the Texans were even okay this year was because of Tyrod Taylor. Now he's gone. I don't genuinely see them putting up a touchdown.
But we saw this last year.
Genuinely.
Tyrod Taylor was the starter, got injured, a rookie quarterback came in and starred.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Panthers wipe them.
But if it does happen, Davis Mills.
If it does happen, I am not showing up to school the next time we do a podcast. And you're going to have to fill that in.
If Davis Mills shows up against the Carolina Panthers, Dylan will not be on the show next Monday. As we move on. So you think Panthers are going to win it?
I do think the Panthers are going to win it.
Why?
I think the Panthers are going
to
win
it. I just explained why. I literally just explained why.
I think the Panthers are going to win it too, but a very, very close game. I'm going to say 27-24. Moving on to the next game, Dylan. Bears versus the Browns.
The Browns. Oh, yeah. The Browns.
The Bears.
I think the Browns.
The Bears.
I got the Browns. Another very interesting game here. Saints versus the Patriots. Sean Payton versus Bill Belichick.
Jesus Christ. I mean, if those teams were actually good, like 4 years ago, this would have been a good game.
This would have been the primetime game.
Patriots.
I'll say the Patriots.
Is it in?
I don't know where it is. Foxborough? Don't ask. I literally have no idea.
All right, well, regardless, I'm going to go with the Patriots as well. Dolphins and the Raiders, Caleb?
This feels like a game. This is a game the Raiders should win, but I'm picking the Dolphins. Jacoby Brissett is probably going to be in the game because Tua's probably going to be hurt. I think Jacoby Brissett, he's going to have the week to game plan, and I think he's going to do what he does, which is win football games.
I am going to have to disagree with Caleb on that. I think this is a game that the Raiders should win, and I think it is also a game that the Raiders are going to win by numerous scores.
What's the score going to be?
It could be the same score as it was last this week for them. It could be they could put up points, but it could even be worse.
Yeah, I have the Raiders winning that one, too.
Again, I think the Raiders might put up at least 40.
But you know what? This could be one of those letdown games. The Raiders have a lot of those.
They do. They are. That is a typical Raiders moment, but I don't – against a quarterbackless Dolphins.
Game-winning field goal, calling it. Jason right. Sanders.
Whatever.
Give me the Raiders, too. All right, next up, we got the Bengals and the Steelers, Dylan.
I'm going to say the Bengals.
You think they went too straight over?
I think that the Bengals could pull this out. I think Joe Burrow might have a really great game. And with Ja'Marr Chase, both of them go off for like at least 3 touchdowns combined.
Ja'Marr Chase has looked pretty impressive.
Very good. And I think Joe Burrow, if he can rekindle that connection against the Steelers, I think that would be great. They could have a great game together.
Hopefully Joe Burrow doesn't throw 3 interceptions on 3 consecutive passes.
That would be the hope, yes.
Caleb?
I think Joe Burrow throwing 3 interceptions on 3 consecutive passes is more likely than the Bengals winning this game.
You are probably right, but I am taking my chances.
I'm going to say the Bengals, too. I think the Steelers is not very impressive.
Bad chances.
So you think Steelers?
100%. 100%.
Okay, as we move on to the Indianapolis Colts and the Tennessee Titans, Caleb.
Oh. Titans, 100%. Titans. 100%.
Titans, but in a close game. Closer game than you would
Could
think.
Be Jacob Eason at quarterback.
Yeah, I think Titans in a close one. Seahawks, Vikings, Dylan.
Don't talk to me. Just avoid. I'm not answering this question. I refuse to answer it.
I will answer this question, then.
Who?
I think that the Seahawks will win, but I think it could be close.
You know what? Actually, I changed my mind. I'm going to answer this question because they played so damn good against the Cardinals, and they just threw it away. And I am so mad about that game. I'm so livid. But I'm going to say the Vikings lose by 7 at least to the Seahawks.
Dylan, I did think about choosing them just then.
It's very tough. I want to go against everything I've ever thought of before and say the Vikings, but I just don't know. The Vikings have never played good against the Seahawks, and I don't think it's going to end or going to
Blair Walsh.
Give me the Vikings in an upset. I think they're going to get their first win this season.
Well, I'm glad you have hope.
I think they looked impressive against Arizona.
They did.
So did the Texans.
And they were missing like eight starters, and they still played good.
I mean, when we think about it, the Vikings really should be 2-0. They, again, looked impressive against Cincinnati.
Just stop talking to me. And impressive just against stop Arizona. Talking to me about they it. Go to the next game, too please. Many
mistakes. As we move on to some of the better games of the week, as we move on to the Chiefs and the Chargers. Dylan. The
Chiefs by like 20. Chiefs. It's a bounce back game after a loss. It's good. Chiefs by 20.
Chiefs, 100%. Not by 20, though.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs as well. Moving on to the Washington football team and the Buffalo Bills. Caleb?
Bills in a pretty bad game.
I would say the Bills, maybe also by 20.
I think Washington will keep it close. But
oh, well, no, their defense is okay. Bills by 14.
Yeah, I think Washington's defense will keep it close, but I got the Bills ultimately winning it. Moving on to arguably what is the game of the week, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Los Angeles Rams.
Rams in an upset.
Caleb?
Bucks in a shootout.
I got the Rams, too. I think their defense is way better than the Bucks, and I think Matt Stafford will win it. Moving on to the Sunday Night Football game, which is a game we always seem to see on Sunday Night Football, the Packers and the 49ers. Caleb?
I don't want to watch that game. That game, I just don't want to watch it, but I think it'll be the Packers.
I'm going to say the 49ers in a closer game than you would think, but the 49ers.
I got the 49ers too. If they can prove, like, they can put Trey Lance in some of those sets, I think they'll win.
Actually, let me take that back. Either the 49ers in a close game or the Packers in a blowout.
I mean, it always seems to be the way. The 49ers always seem to blow out the Packers.
Well, I'm changing my mind, so.
And then as we move on to the sad Monday Night Football game, the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. Monday Night Football. Who wins it?
Monday Night Football?
Yes. Who wins it?
Sounds like a pretty great Monday Night Football game. I will have to go with the Dallas Cowboys.
Dylan?
I'm going to say the Cowboys by at least 21.
I'm going to say the Cowboys in a very, very low-scoring game. As that will conclude our episode this week. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, Brayden will be back by then. See you guys later.
I might not be there.
Depending on how Davis Mills plays, yes.